News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Because there are more than 1,400 schools now availing of the Hot School Meals program. Since the expansion of the scheme last month, an additional 150,000 children are receiving a hot lunch. However, critics say there are big variations when it comes to the quality of the food. Our reporter Josh Crosby has been to visit one of the latest schools to join the scheme to hear how it's working out.
So the boxes come in the morning with coolers. We bring them up to the ovens, heat them up, then we deliver them to the classrooms.
So what are we looking at here? So you have the boxes here, it says for class. What are the kind of the dishes that you'd see now?
A lot of different. So there's chicken curry, turkey dinners, there's wraps, rolls, there's a huge selection.
I'm sure some are more popular than others.
Yes, definitely. And the kids really enjoy them. And yeah.
It's a busy morning here at the Divine Word National School in Rathfarnham, where Rachel from the Lunch Bag Company is preparing today's dishes. Principal John Shannon says the scheme has been a great success since it started just over a month ago.
We would have met with three different companies. We went with a lunch bag in the end. A company based in Tipperary, they deliver the meals. I would have initially been sceptical about the whole thing. I suppose in an area like Rathfarnham here, the cost, it's, you know, we receive, I think, €3.20 a day. We've nearly 500 children, so it's, you know, nearly €300,000 a year for this. And I know, having spoken to some principals, we kind of share similar sentiments with regards to this. You know, could the money be spent a bit better? The three concerns I would have had were wastage, packaging, and then the quality of the food. And look, I have to give it to credit where it's due to the lunch bag. We have had absolutely no issues. There's no wastage with the food. They provided us with lunch boxes. The children go home with the lunch boxes. And then the quality of food, it's been absolutely brilliant. They supply a menu. There's an app. Each parent would have had to have done this. And then they choose their food for the week.
So just on the quality there, like, yeah, to ensure that the children are getting a variety and a good balance, it's in the parents' hands what the children are choosing.
Absolutely. And actually, even speaking to my deputy principal, she was telling me her children, actually, she is a boy in Rongado, and he actually chose the food himself. Yeah.
And what have you noticed then? Have there been any changes among the children themselves?
There are obviously, you know, children down in junior infants, suddenly now they're getting a pasta meal. I know from my own personal experience with small children, it could take them half an hour or 45 minutes to eat food. Now, that was obviously a bit of an issue at the start, but we would have given them more time.
So someone who's been through the tendering process, you're in action here now over a month, what advice would you have for other principals or their school management around the country now who are, I suppose, in the early stages?
There's going to be issues like with anything new that comes into a school, but just to give it time.
There are catering providers spread out across the country supplying schools through this scheme, but there have been calls for some suppliers to offer greater variety when it comes to dietary requirements. Sarah Keogh is a dietitian with the Celiac Society.
I think it's absolutely fantastic that we are providing foods like this to children. It seems to be going quite well. There's obviously a few issues turn up. One of the things certainly with the Celiac Society is that some children with celiac disease are having difficulty accessing gluten-free meals. So this is definitely improving and changing. But I think sometimes there seems to be a little bit of confusion when we look at some of the emails parents have sent to us that they've received. There seems to be a bit of a misunderstanding about how strict gluten-free actually has to be. And we've had some companies sort of saying, oh, well, you know, if they're not very celiac, then they'll be fine. But you're kind of like, there's no such thing as slightly celiac. So, you know, there's a little bit of work to be done there in terms of the understanding about supplying those foods for children who are celiac as well.
What else would you like to see being done to improve the scheme? Because naturally, look, I suppose children will want to have what they think is the tastiest, but that might not necessarily be the healthiest on the menu.
So there's guidelines out from HSC and from Safe Food around that there has to be the fruit and veg in there. So it's not necessarily just down to children. Obviously, schools themselves have to make choices about what goes onto the menu with that. That's down to the school themselves. The parents will have input with it. But the guidelines are very strict in terms of what has to be provided, that it has to be healthy foods that the children are getting.
Now, the government aims to have hot school meals in every school in the country by 2030. So what do those who are eating the lunches think of the meals?
Hi, my name is Sean. I'm in second class and I really like the chips and nuggets. You can get like all different foods like lasagna and stuff, curry wraps.
Hi, my name is Fia and I'm in fourth class. I think it's great. because my mum was terrible at making lunches.
I don't think she'd like to hear that. What do you choose usually, or do you mix it up?
I try to have different ones every day. I've not had one the same yet so far. Every day you're like excited to see what everyone else's lunch is and see if it looks nice, and then you could have it too.
Maybe it's a food you've never tried before.
Yeah.
So it's kind of opened up children's eyes to different cuisines, different food.
Yeah, there's a lot of different selection.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.